Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. When we are open again, Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Edgar and Helen Hamasu. Our speaker this morning is Reverend David Nakamoto. Good morning, Reverend Nakamoto.
Aloha and good morning. Thank you for joining us today for the White Wave broadcast program. Change. We talk a lot about it in Buddhism. As you know, we are in the midst of a huge change, the pandemic crisis. A true unprecedented change for most of us. It upsets our normal way of life. We want our usual everyday activity we have been accustomed to having, but the reality that danger does exist out there is being made real for us as reports are communicated continuously from the media. Abiding to what officials tell us to do become acknowledged, and we practice it daily. We do what we gotta do. This is life as it is. We also know that what we do now depends not only on my happiness or unhappiness, but also that of others. As reminded of us through the golden chain of love, that as Buddhists, we are familiar with. How we behave affects not only ourselves, but others as well. The interdependent way of life is clearly being pointed out for us in a very dramatic fashion, as we see this pandemic crisis affecting people throughout the entire world. The actions of individuals, communities, and their leadership throughout our country and worldwide can reveal the effects of this pandemic either in positive or negative ways. Our entire lifestyles have suddenly changed. Work as a normal activity of life has changed, with only essential workers being allowed to engage in work at the beginning of the pandemic. Schools, normal social activities such as sports, church, and social gatherings have changed to modified social contact. The financial crisis brought on by the pandemic has put many in dire situations that have brought on tremendous change and so much stress for individuals and families. Life suddenly no longer is the same. Change toward normality runs through our minds. How will it get better? Many questions for us remain. Working together with the thought that we are all in this together, we have seen many examples of people displaying tremendous caring for one another, such as the bravery of our healthcare people, the first responders, volunteers, those who respond with donations for the needy. We have seen people step up with courage and resolve to help one another in this time of need. The human virtue of kindness and concern is beautifully seen daily as we deal with the crisis at hand. This kind of action, what happens in times of need, continues to bring us hope, and we can see this as a sign of strength of human resolve that prevails amongst us. Along with these positive, hopeful signs, though, as we deal with the nature of the conditions brought on by the pandemic, there are conflicting issues arising and disagreements as to how we set policies that will deal with restrictions on people and their actions as necessary or unnecessary. Conflicting views bring on expressions of discontent with policies as leadership deal with the push and pull of safety of the public versus anxiety and frustration of people over the need to move towards normalcy. It is hardly unlikely that not a single person is without some degree of anxiety over our current situation. In the daily media reports, we see people with various reactions to the policies and their expressions of discontent. Our teachings point out to us that the human beings are basically egocentered or self-centered beings, and can express this in our thinking, feeling, and actions. We try to do what is right and even believe that we are making the right choices in our lives. For human beings, it is impossible to avoid behaving in a negative manner, even when they may believe they are leading relatively blameless lives. Notice how easy it is to feel superior to someone, to ignore someone, or to dislike someone's looks. How quickly do people think of their own comfort and convenience without regard for that of others? Without thinking, how often do people make excuses in self-justification and at the same time put others down? Are they above criticizing others for shortcomings that they share? Currently, we are in the midst of this pandemic crisis, and the unknowns regarding the timely resolution of it remains a mystery and appears to be a long road ahead before an end to it can occur. Enduring the conditions we are faced with remains a real challenge for all of us. How we support or not support one another as people in the process of dealing with this problem will reveal the outcome for real progress or not. Opportunity for reflection or lessons learned from this experience of the pandemic challenge us regarding how we ourselves deal with supporting each other through it. For example, do we just put blame on our leaders for the difficulty we are in, or do we pitch in to see what we might be able to do also? Are we paying attention to our loved ones, friends, neighbors, and community in understanding what they might be going through? Might we be of help? During these trying times, does our teachings help us reflect on seeing ourselves just as we are? The compassion of Amida Buddha's primal vow is very much relied upon at this time as we all face this crisis together. May this experience strengthen our resolve as we express our gratitude through the Nembutsu for the great compassion and wisdom that never abandons us, just as we are. Thank you all for listening. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nakamoto, for your thoughtful Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Due to the pandemic, Moiliilihonganji is closed and we are not having any services. Instead, please join our live stream service from the State Ministers Association. To join the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you will find a link to the live streaming service. The Sunday service will be by Reverend Bert Sumikawa. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Edgar and Helen Hamasu, and our speaker, Reverend David Nakamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mrs. Irene Nakamoto. Namo Amida Butsu.